Proclamation number 0868 of 17th of April, 1939. Sole care of the otherworldly spirit beings. Freedom of will. The soul fulfills its task without contradiction if love dwells in it. And because the area of care for the soul is so infinitely extensive, the spiritual forces take every opportunity to influence the human being's thoughts and make him compliant to follow their whisperings. But every soul has its freedom of will, and this must not be infringed upon. On the contrary, it must be worked towards that it remains so, which is extraordinarily difficult for the spiritual beings in the beyond, since their knowledge and the urges inherent in them to guide every earthly being onto the right path. This would be very easy for them if they did not need to respect the human being's will, but then the earthly purpose would also be missed. For although the human being may be mentally pointed to what is right, he must nevertheless do everything else himself to also carry out these thoughts in order to reach the state of perfection as a free being. If love animates the human soul, it is, as it were, the human will that has become active. A heart which has become love will not resist the efforts of the otherworldly forces but followeth their whisperings with full will. And this is what the spiritual forces strive for. They look after the earthly beings in everlasting care, and this in manifold ways. They are God's messengers and His willing helpers who intervene wherever the earthly beings threaten to succumb to the battle against darkness. They endeavor without ceasing to win over erring souls and seek to give their thoughts that direction which is successful for time and eternity. They themselves are beings of light who have become love, who are able to assess the hardship of darkness and would like to rescue all souls still on earth from the power of the God-opposing forces, and again their love and patience let them take care of the erring ones anew. They establish connections between people which are beneficial in a spiritual sense. They guide people and draw their attention to things which should make them aware of the working of the eternal deity. They support or favor earthly activity as far as it is beneficial to people for the advancement of the soul, and they intervene helpfully wherever the human being is in danger of losing himself. And love copes with all this. It seeks to awaken love and thereby reduce resistance and thus make the soul receptive for all influences from above. Amen.